This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a really bad couple of years for wildfires in the northwest part of this country. Washington State's Mehow Valley got a break this summer, but even without actual flames, those fires still throw a long shadow. The Northwest News Network's Anna King has that story.
Chuck Keisner says he spent years building up this small cattle ranch outside of Twisp. Then, in 2014, came one of the worst fires the Northwest has ever seen. The Carlton Complex.
And then watch it burn to the ground in one day. And then you ask yourself, do you got it in you to go again?
Just last year, from the other side, came the Chelan Complex fire. He's just tired of fire and all the hassle of insurance and all that can't be claimed, like some of his tools and tractor equipment.
It wasn't good. You never get back what you got in it. You know, you can't replace it.
Now, most insurance companies are making individual home inspections and are demanding fire improvements of homeowners. Deductibles cost more, and some residents in the area are having difficulty getting insured at all. In nearby Winthrop, Kathleen Jardin could use some more customers for the vacation homes and cabins she rents out. Only about 85% of the places she manages were booked at the height of her summer season.
People are asking us about air quality, if we have smoke in the air, if we have fires. So they're definitely remembering.
Some regulars didn't return, and she says in town, residents are still on edge.
Every time like a fire truck goes by, we all just hold our breath and watch and see what direction it goes.
The still green waters of Prescott Lake seem really far from the memory of all that fire, smoke, and mud.
Watch that pole. That's the hot one tonight. That's the hot rod.
Leif Seberg started a Pro-Fly fishing guide service in 2014, just months before the first big fire hit. His family's home burned down. Then the next year, his guiding business was crushed by even more fires. This evening, he's out on a large aluminum boat with his two fish-crazy boys, Leo 9 and Finley 7.
Fish on! Fish out!
2 years of fire washed silt and mud and houses into rivers here, smothering many of the fish. Seberg and other volunteers hauled out 55,000 pounds of stuff.
We're getting to low water, and I'm noticing some stuff that we missed, some tires and pipes and stuff like that that we'll be going back.
Back down valley. Rancher Keisner and his farming neighbors say they're better prepared now. They've bought their own water trucks and fire equipment. They've sort of formed their own unofficial fire department to help each other when fire comes again. Keisner says more of his neighbors will probably still leave, but...
I always did like the mountains, and I like cattle, and that's pretty good. It's a pretty good place to be.
Here in the Mehow Valley, where the wild balsam root and lupin have come back, but the rust-colored flame retardant still stains mailboxes. In Twisp, Washington, I'm Anna King for Marketplace.